Hello, and welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into the fascinating world of passive income in 2025. You know, just a few months ago, I was sitting back in my chair, lost in thought and staring at the ceiling, consumed by the potential and the overwhelming choices available. I was on a quest to figure out the best online platforms for generating passive income in this fast approaching year. I'd been immersing myself in strategies that I thought were foolproof, but the sheer volume of information was more than daunting. It's not just about finding the right platforms. It's about figuring out how to navigate through this massive sea of options without getting lost in a storm of marketing promises, conflicting advice from all those so-called gurus, and the endless announcements of new platforms claiming to be the game changer we're all waiting for. It all began with a casual conversation over coffee with my friend Lisa. Lisa's a fellow passive income enthusiast, and she's been quietly building her digital empire for a couple of years now, with results that are nothing short of impressive. She shared her success with a new online course platform and how it was bringing in a steady revenue, sometimes over $3,000 a month, from just one course about sustainable gardening for urban dwellers. Her face lit up as she described the freedom it gave her, even allowing her to spend 3 months in Costa Rica while her income kept rolling in with minimal effort. Naturally, I was intrigued, but also a bit skeptical. We've all seen friends fall for online schemes, right? In a world full of get-rich-quick plans and overnight success stories that don't tell you about the hours or years of work behind the scenes, I wondered if this was just another fad or something more. Well, that curiosity sparked something in me, and I dove in headfirst with all the enthusiasm of someone who's finally found their calling. I spent weeks researching, attending webinars with industry experts, and joining virtual conferences until my eyes were practically crossing from screen fatigue. My search history was a maze of phrases like best passive income platforms, 2025, and how to build online courses that convert. I was determined to find that golden platform that would ignite my passive income journey and finally deliver the financial freedom I've been dreaming of for ages. As the weeks passed, the complexity of the task revealed itself. A tangled web of shifting policies, changing algorithms, and new contenders promising to revolutionize the landscape of passive income. The rise of cryptocurrency added a new dimension, with ideas like yield farming and NFT royalties. I was deep in the classic entrepreneur's dilemma, analysis paralysis. Should I go with a proven platform like Udemy, with its vast audience but significant revenue cuts, or try something newer like Teachable, offering better profit margins but requiring a more hands-on approach to marketing? Then there was the lure of real estate crowdfunding through platforms like Fundrise or YieldStreet, which have been drawing millennials seeking alternatives to traditional stocks. And let's not forget e-commerce options, with giants like Shopify, alongside emerging platforms revolutionizing social commerce. I realized I needed a focused, systematic plan to test these opportunities without spreading myself too thin. So here's what I did. I decided to start small, investing manageable amounts of time and money in a few platforms, while meticulously tracking what worked and what didn't. My first experiment was creating an online course on Teachable, all about productivity systems for remote workers. I had a real passion and expertise in this area, and Teachable's platform was surprisingly user-friendly. It felt more like storytelling with multimedia elements than a technical hurdle. The built-in analytics were a game-changer, providing insights into student engagement and helping me optimize the course. But here's a key lesson I wish I'd known earlier. Having a great product is just the beginning. Marketing it effectively is a whole different beast. Despite my late nights, crafting social media posts, and drafting endless emails, sales were slow at first. This was a humbling reminder that creating the product is just step one, and selling it well requires building genuine relationships and establishing credibility in your niche. But I wasn't ready to give up. Next, I turned my attention to real estate crowdfunding through Fundrise. I was cautious, aware of the risks and volatility, but the idea of diversifying my portfolio beyond traditional stocks and bonds was appealing. The low entry barrier, starting with just $500, was an accessible way to dip my toes into real estate without the usual headaches. Fundrise offered comprehensive educational resources that demystified investment strategies and risk profiles, making it easier for someone like me, with only a basic understanding of real estate, to get started. Through this journey, I've learned that the true potential of passive income platforms lies in understanding and adapting to their unique challenges and opportunities. It's about being strategic, patient, and willing to learn from every experience. Whether you're looking at online courses, real estate crowdfunding, or diving into the world of e-commerce, remember that the key is to start small, stay focused, and keep learning as you go along. Thanks for tuning in today as we explore the evolving landscape of passive income. I hope this has inspired you to think about your own journey and the potential these platforms hold for achieving financial freedom. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and most importantly, keep moving forward on your own passive income path.